This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not necessarily how a lot of us would spend an otherwise beautiful Northern California afternoon, but software engineers are going to software engineer, I guess. Today was the first day of something called Google I.O. The company took the opportunity to roll out its newest and hopefully for them whiz-bangiest piece of hardware. Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is there. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. Make me smart. What exactly is Google I.O. before we get to the whiz-bang stuff?
Yeah, Google I.O. is their developer conference. So this is where engineers and developers who are interested in writing programs and apps and software for Google's platforms come to learn about the latest tools, the latest kind of tech specs.
Tell me about this thing they unveiled today, Google Home. What is it?
Yeah, Google Home is basically Google's answer to the Amazon Echo, and it's a way for them to use what has been actually really good voice recognition technology that they've had for a long time as the basis, basically the platform for an in-home appliance, the kind of thing that you talk to and you ask it for information and you have it set reminders and you use it to play music. So it's a little gadget that you talk to, just like the Echo.
So if Google is now getting into this space, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Amazon was here first, so Google is behind. I can probably also tell my Amazon Echo to order me a new container of laundry detergent too, right? Because Amazon does that. What is Google's competitive advantage in this space?
The competitive advantage is that powering the information inside this device is Google. And Google actually has a huge head start in terms of voice recognition technology, but also contextual technology. Anybody who uses Google Now, which is built into the Android phones, knows that, you know, it knows where you parked your car. It knows when you have airline reservations. It knows when you have calendar appointments and meetings you need to get to. And on top of that, it has Google Search. So for anybody who really wants useful information about their day-to-day, it's a pretty big advantage and it's a pretty compelling product that I should point out here, though, does not exist yet.
Well,
and won't be coming out until sometime later.
That's the thing. I mean, Google does this repeatedly, right? They have these big whiz-bang things, and then they say it's eventually coming, and it turns out to be less.
Yeah, that to me, that is the story of Google I.O. almost every year, is that you get some really amazing-looking technology and you don't know when it's going to come out.
Did anybody raise their hand and ask whoever was doing the presentation on this thing, hey, listen, Amazon's already here in this space. You've got this FaceTime lookalike, and Apple's already got that.
It's very common for these events to be a little bit of vaporware and to talk about products that aren't coming out for a long time. What's interesting here is that this is the first Google I.O. that we've seen since Alphabet was created. The first time that Google has had to stand alone and say, this is what we got, right? We don't have the parachuting Google Glass guys anymore, because that's another division.
Alphabet, we should remind people, is the corporate restructure that they did last year sometime. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. When this thing hits store shelves this fall, or when you order it online, which is the way we do things now, if you had your choice between this thing and an Amazon Echo, which one are you going to buy?
That's such a hard question, because one is real and one is not real. You know what? To me, the only big shortfall of Amazon Echo is that it's not connected to Google and it can't just give me information from the World Wide Web. So I would take the Google Home product if it's even remotely comparable in price.
Wow. Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent, on the scene there at Google I.O. at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Silicon Valley. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.